June 19th. The second characteristic of mine is like a sickness with roots, a repugnance, a material inability, a hesitation to write anything about my inner being. You are a sinner. You know your imperfections, you old cesspool of the most vile sins. Why should your thoughts, judgments, and advice be written out on paper? Are you so conceited that you allow yourself to speak of things that are holy? You yourself are far from holiness. You should give yourself to writing. Weigh that what you write is your condemnation. When you speak, you say this, and you say that, and words come out, but when you write, do you live as you write? Is it not a joke to set and leave on paper something which is not set and left in your own heart? You think that you can write what you feel and what you would like to say? You cannot. And so the main goal is to be born again in Christ. And here's the nucleus of my sickness. Now, for a long time, thank God, I have a peace in my spirit that has not been disrupted by inner revolutions or special feelings or thoughts. But there is one thought, one thing that plagues me, that saturates all of my thoughts and feelings, a feeling that the entire tone of my Christian life today is out of tune, unchristian, bad. That this tone, my lifestyle, our life, is more in tune with the world than with Christ. Seeing this, I feel my hair stand on end, and I shudder with fear. One cannot be half Christian, half holy, to be half penitent and believe that somehow you will acquire eternity with God. I feel and continually hear the cry of my guardian angel, "Do you not know your conscience?" The main work, the primary work, which has yet to be started, the giving of oneself entirely to God, which does not necessarily mean you will become spiritual, has been neglected. Everything that has come from my work and is an outflow of my life till now seems insufficient, poor, practically vain. Day and night I will be called to be somewhere else, other than where I am, always torn apart, breathless, not myself. And it is from here that the feelings of discontent with self come. From here the disgust of writing about myself today. Merciful God, mercifully show the emotional poverty of my heart to my brothers who read my words. May this emotion enlighten and complete for them my brotherly confession, which was in stages.